The National Urban League brings its annual conference to Columbus this week. The theme this year is Save Our Cities, Powering the Digital Revolution. With me to talk about that is President and CEO of the National Urban League, Mark Morial. Thanks for talking with me.
Good morning, and so great to talk to you. And we are looking forward with great enthusiasm to being in Columbus.
Why did the Urban League choose Columbus as this year's convention site?
I think there are a couple of reasons. I think Columbus is a rising American city. And I guess in truth and in fact, we were triple teamed a few years ago by then Mayor Michael Coleman, a longtime friend and ally of mine, Gail King, who is with Nationwide Insurance, and Stephanie Hightower, who's the CEO. They really triple teamed us and said, you must come to Columbus.
What does Columbus have to offer?
Here's what Columbus has. It's got a growing economy. It's got a great corporate presence. It's got a progressive-minded political leadership. It's got a cohesion between its civic, business, and political leaders.
What are the pressing issues today in urban cities?
The pressing issues are the economy, housing, and education. In education, it's about building systems that give every single child an opportunity to fulfill their God-given potential and to close the achievement gap. When it comes to housing, we have an affordable housing crisis in America. Many Americans are paying too much for housing. Home ownership rates have dipped in the wake of the Great Recession, particularly for people of color. That's a pressing issue for cities. And of course, when it comes to the economy, we've got job creation sustained now for almost 9 years. However, many Americans, although they're working, their paychecks do not go far enough for them to have the quality of life they not only deserve, but that they want.
The title of your conference is Powering the Digital Revolution. How much does technology play into what's happening, and is it making progress easier or more difficult?
I think technology is both a disruptor, an enabler. It is pervasive in every single thing we do, the way we communicate, the way we learn, the way we access, apply for jobs, the way we look for the things we want to buy and shop. Technology is pervasive. It's disruptive in that it is going to make certain jobs diminish or go away, but it will also create new jobs. What we're going to be examining at the conference in Columbus is making sure that urban communities and communities of color are not in the caboose, but are riding in the front of the train with everyone else, so that the job opportunities and the economic opportunities and the business opportunities also benefit urban communities and communities of color.
The unemployment rate has remained low overall, although it is higher for Black Americans. Some reports show that number, though, below 6%. President Trump has taken some credit for that. How much credit do you give him and his policies?
Well, let's look at it this way. We've had declining unemployment now for 9 years. He's been in office a little bit better than a year. What about one-ninth of the credit? I mean, you've got to give most of the credit to the foundation laid by President Obama, his stimulus program, which brought the economy back from the brink, the policies which engendered consistent growth. So the real test for the Trump administration when it comes to the economy is, will wages rise and will economic growth and job creation be sustained? At the Urban League Conference in Columbus, we are going to be hosting a job fair. It's the Urban League Career Fair. We'll have 50 to 60 employers there. We expect 2,000 to 3,000 people will come through our doors at the Columbus Convention Center for the job fair.
Thank you so much. I've been talking with the National Urban League's president, Mark Morial, about the organization's conference in Columbus this week. Thanks for your time.
We look forward to seeing you in Columbus. Thank you.